All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, it is the nephew's turn yet again with the prank phone call. Come on, Tommy.
All right, here it is, y'all. Your baby got my baby name.
Huh?
The baby got what?
Your baby got my baby name.
Okay.
Oh, watch me work.
Okay, it's going to be ignorant, right?
All I'm
saying. What that means.
So what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Listen, listen.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Patricia.
Speaking. Who is this?
How you doing? Listen, my name is Floyd. I wanted to give you a call. Your daughter, she attends middle school, right?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Floyd.
Uh-huh, okay, what can I do for you?
Well, like I said, your daughter, she do go to middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now her name is Derica.
Why you need to know that?
Okay, well...
Is something wrong or something?
No, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't mean to alarm you or nothing like that, but
okay,
let me see.
So what you calling me for?
Well, here's the situation. My daughter actually goes to middle school along with your daughter.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a problem that has arisen that me and my wife just found out about.
Okay. What, they having some issues, Derica and your baby, in some kind of... Like trouble or something?
No, nothing like that. But
my baby don't fool with nobody at that school. She don't mess with nobody. She on the honor roll and everything. I don't have no problems out of Derica.
Right.
Like
right.
None.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out why you're calling me.
Let me tell you, Miss Patricia, what the problem is. See, my daughter's name is Derica.
Okay.
So, and it just blew me and my wife away that it was another Derica that went to school.
Okay, all right. I don't know too many Derrickas. That's a unique name. That's cute. Okay.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Me and my wife actually, you know, when it was time to name our child, we thought we was really picking a name that nobody would ever pick out for their daughter. And to have another Derica in the school, that blew us away. And I guess the real reason why I'm trying to call you, Miss Patricia, see if there's something maybe we can work out. You know, maybe... like your Derica, does she have a middle name or a nickname she can be called by, in opposed to both of them being Derica? You
wait,
know, because we really
wait.
Wanted our child to be the only one with this name.
Okay, wait the f*** up. Now you calling me, and you asking me to change my baby's name?
Well, I mean, you ain't really got to legally change it. I mean, but just start calling her something else, you know?
No, wait a minute. So what, you the naming police or something? Do you know how many... Ann's and Lewis's and Patricia's out there. What if I ask every in the United States to change their name from Patricia? You know how crazy that is?
And I understand that.
You must be on drugs.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know, this is something that we really have for our baby girl was this name, and we didn't want nobody else to have this. So does your Derica have a middle name she can use?
No. We're going to call her Derica like we've been calling her. You name your baby Dee Dee. Let's call your baby Dee Dee then. You change y'all change y'all baby name at the school.
I'm not calling my baby
Dee Dee.
No Dee Dee.
I don't give a what you call it, but I'm not changing my baby name.
Hey, listen, okay, look, I'm trying to call you and handle this like adults, you know, but you seem to see you're going to push my button and take me to another level.
Obviously, you ain't calling me trying to handle no shit. It doesn't ask me to change my baby name. Call my baby something else at the school because y'all want y'all baby name to be Derica and the only Derica in the school. Hey, you know how many other kids at the damn school got the same name?
I understand that, but for my baby girl, it ain't supposed to be like that.
Huh? Well, I'm sorry for your baby girl and your wife, but, you know, I'm not changing my baby damn name. Y'all call y'all baby D.
Now, what I'm trying to do is get it rectified that we can call...
So, how the you get my phone number? I know that school ain't gave you my number.
I got your number. Don't worry about how I got it. The problem is, that what we're talking about right now is what can we start calling your child?
I don't give a I know that school ain't called you and gave you my damn number.
Listen, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is figure out what can we start calling your daughter.
Derica, like she been being called. You and your wife, y'all need to go down to the vital statistics office and get y'all baby name. I conjure up some other kind of name for her. But my baby gonna keep the same damn name.
Let me explain something to you. I've been trying to be calm with you.
You done lost your...
But if you don't find something else to call her, I'm gonna get all the other kids
to start talking. How you get my... number.
Don't worry about how I got the number. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't find another name, I'm going to start getting the kids to call your daughter something else.
You get them to call my baby something mess. I promise you, I'm whipping everybody's who called my baby stop mess.
You're going to have to change your baby name. I want my baby the name to be Derricka.
Joe, come up in here. This is
excuse me? My princess is supposed to be the only one named Derricka.
How did you call your baby something else at the school?
I'm going to have these kids starting tomorrow at school calling your daughter something else.
I'm not staying on this phone with you like this, number. Hang up off my phone and don't call my
daughter. Let me tell you something. I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listen to me?
What?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
I'ma get her. Wait, oh, that's the y'all my favorite one. Yo, come in, they didn't prank me on this phone. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's so bad.
You all right,
I'm
baby?
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'ma get her.
Your girlfriend got you, baby.
Oh, I am so sorry. Oh, but you got my nerves bad this morning. Lord have mercy. Lord, I gotta catch my breath.
I got one more thing I gotta ask you, darling. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all so crazy. Y'all crazy. Lord have mercy. Y'all got my blood pressure up this morning. I love y'all. I listen to y'all show every morning.
There it is, baby.
It's ignorant. That's just straight ignorant.
I can't believe you. I just can't believe you, nephew.
Maybe if I'm going to follow your stupid, Jay, I got to follow it, ain't it?
Stupid. I see you stupid, and I'll raise you stupid. We're playing stupid poker
stupid
over here.
Poker. Stupid poker. I love
poker,
it.
Baby.
I love
That's
it.
That's funny.
You guys are winning.
All right, get ready.
Ooh, that was crazy.
August 30th and 31st is going down. The Fool will be in town, backed by popular demand. I will be at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. Jump off your Labor Day weekend. Take a little break from your barbecue and come hang out with the nephew. August 30th and 31st. And then Saturday, September the 7th, Greenville, North Carolina, at the Greenville Convention Center. The nephew is coming to town. Greenville, North Carolina.
All right, nephew.
All right.
All right, thank you. Up next, today's Strawberry Letter.